Join us now for Call to Worship, dedicated to presenting the truth of God's Word. Call to Worship is sponsored by Zion Chapel of Holland.
Praise the Lord!
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one. His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. Daniel chapter 9, verse 15 through 19. And now, O Lord, our God, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because of our sins, and for the iniquities of our fathers. Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant, and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline thine ear, and hear. Open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousnesses, but for thy great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken and do. Defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people called by thy name. Let's pray to that God that Daniel was here praying to. Let's hope that we can pray in the Spirit as he did, and as he was answered a short time later by the angel that came to him. Our Father in heaven, we come to thee through Christ Jesus, thy Son, he who is the way, the truth, the life, the new and living way, the door into thy presence of love. We know, Father, without coming into that door, we are under thy wrath, under thy just judgment, and will suffer eternal vengeance. We confess if we do not have him, and if thou dost not look on us through him. We pray, Father, that it may be true of us as it was of Israel when they came out of Egypt. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And, Father, we pray that the death angel may not come to us, for we have earned the wages of sin, which is death, but rather that life might come to us through Christ, and not only life by him, but continuing life through the work of thy Spirit, opening our eyes, quickening us, reviving us, convicting us, leading us into all truth. And we pray especially for that latter, for the church that is so sadly divided, that it may together be led into all truth, first of all for thy glory, and then as well for our blessing, and also for the blessing of the world, for thou hast prayed, Lord Jesus, that they might be one, even as thou and the Father art one, that the world will know that thou, Father, hast sent Christ, even by a church that has been taught, a church that has been changed, a church that has been made one, taking us away from our carnality, our pride, our foolishness, our wickedness, and brought into submission at thy feet. We pray, Father, all of these blessings through Christ. We pray also for the other blessings that thou hast promised to add to those that seek first thy kingdom and thy righteousness. And we pray that that kingdom might be known here on earth in the present time in a mighty way. We pray also for the things that we need in the flesh. We give thanks for food. We give thanks for raiment. We give thanks for homes. We give thanks for peace where we have it, and pray for those that live in lands where there is war. We pray for the sick, the injured. We pray for those who are elderly and all the troubles that they may experience, that they may cast their care on thee, knowing that thou dost care for them through Christ. Amen. As we look again at the words of Daniel and this prayer that he could pray before God and pray while in Babylon, and we can see by that it's not the place, but it is rather knowing the way back to God through Christ. And as we've often said, Daniel knew of Christ. He knew of him that was described as the stone cut out of the mountain without hands. And even in this chapter, the last part of this ninth chapter, he speaks of the Messiah, the Prince, and when he would come. And that twice in verse 25 and 26, 2 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the Prince that shall come and shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The Messiah was going to come, and though he would be cut off for the sins of the people, he would rise again and have the victory that he not only had over Satan, death, and hell, but which he can give to us. And we can have that victory today, as Daniel did then. Israel was in a terrible time, and particularly Judah, when Daniel prayed this. But God had not changed, even though he at times may change his ways toward us, sometimes in love protecting, sometimes in love chastening, sometimes in judgment, punishing severely, as he had done in Judah and the whole land, and the city of Jerusalem particularly, the temple as well, had been laid waste. We read in earlier messages that Daniel understood by the books the number of years, the second verse of this ninth chapter, whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Now, much of those 70 years had passed. Daniel, understanding that, began to pray for the Lord's mercy, for the Lord's blessing that was needed. Last week we saw some of the ways that Daniel described the Lord as the great and dreadful God. Yes, Daniel knew that. He knew it firsthand. He knew it on the destruction of Judah, Jerusalem, the burning down of the temple. He knew it as judgment had been meted out, even in Babylon, meted out to the men who were jealous of him and so planned a way that Daniel would be thrown in the lion's den. But later, they themselves would be destroyed by those same lions, as we mentioned last week. Judgment, great and dreadful God, toward those who sin against him and do not repent. Daniel certainly knew he was a sinner. He knew all Judah was a sinner. But he also found place for repentance and confession. In verse 6, he stated, "Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and to all the people of the land." We can read in 2 Chronicles, where we have the history of Judah before the destruction of Jerusalem, and why God did what he did, sending his servants the prophets, sending them betimes, because he had compassion on his people and on his place till there was no remedy. And here, Daniel is giving the description of that when he says, "We have not hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name." And that was true. God had sent them in his love, in his compassion, on his people and his place. But finally, when they did not listen, there was no remedy. And Jeremiah was even told not to pray for that people, because judgment was certain. He could not pray, as it were, the judgment away. But now, after 70 years, Daniel is praying. And I'd like to see again, first of all, who he's praying to. We can look at the man Daniel, but we must look to his God. Daniel was in heaven. When God spake to Ezekiel, he said, "Though Daniel and Job and Noah were here, they would say but their own souls." Those three were all recognized as righteous men, but they could only save their own soul. We cannot look to them and be saved. Some will look to the saints, but no saint can save you. A saint may be able to teach you. John the Baptist was a saint, but he said of Christ, "He must increase, but I must decrease." He also said of the Lord Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And after he said that, two of his own disciples went to begin to follow the Lord Jesus, came to him and followed him. Paul said, "Be ye followers of me as I am of Christ." And so when we think of Daniel here, we have to think of Daniel's God. Yes, Daniel's God. And I'd like to just look through this prayer to see how often he speaks of God and how he speaks of God. In the second verse, we read, "Whereof the word of the Lord," God's word, God wrote it, prophesied it by Daniel, or by Jeremiah rather, and it was fulfilled. This is one of the things that God's word does that man's word cannot do. We can say, oh, this might happen or that might happen. But God could say what was going to happen with absoluteness, both of the judgment that was going to come. Jeremiah prophesied of it. And then he also prophesied that that judgment would last 70 years. And then God would take a number of the people back, and there would be the rebuilding of Jerusalem, the walls, the temple, God's blessing again upon them. So we have the word of God. These words here concern Daniel when we read the book of Daniel, but they are basically God's word. And much of what Daniel is saying here is from another part of God's word that was written by another prophet, Jeremiah. But then we read in the third verse, he set his face unto the Lord God. The Lord God. He's the one that Daniel prayed to. It's repeated again in the fourth verse. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. He is the Lord God of all the earth, the maker of heaven and earth, of every creature. But Daniel could say, the Lord my God. He had become a child of God by faith. He trusted in the Lord, and because he trusted, it was easy for him to obey. It was very simple. It will be according to our faith. If we have faith in God that what he tells us is right, what he says is right, it will be very easy to follow. If we question, if we don't believe it, then it will be harder to follow. Then we set our own way before God's. But he is the Lord God, and he is the one that Daniel set his face to pray to. And then said after that, and I prayed unto the Lord my God. And then in praying, further in the fourth verse, O Lord. And then again those words that we described a moment ago and last week, the great and dreadful God. And speaking of that great and dreadful God, also in another way, keeping covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. He is both great and dreadful and merciful. Great and dreadful in our sin. Merciful when we repent and believe on him. Repentance is simply agreeing with him, submission to him. And then we're open to his way, his word, and he will be merciful to us. That was true then, and is still true today. If we go on, his confession was to that God in verse 5, again in verse 6, and then in verse 7, once more. O Lord, Lord, he alone is Lord. There are people who are called lords. They're Lord of this or Lord of that. Some are Lord of an area or a certain domain. But God is God and Lord of all the earth and Lord alone in that sphere. Here in the seventh verse, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as at this day. This is what we must see. The Lord is righteous, pure, right. Everything is clear. His word is perfect. But we are in the midst of confusion. And even Daniel, the wise Daniel, said to us, belong a confusion of faces, as at this day. Even Daniel, at times, we can read, he was troubled. His spirit was troubled. He was certainly given comfort. But he found trouble before this great God of righteousness. And then again in verse 8, O Lord, once more, the same words, belong a confusion of face. Then we go on to verse 9 again. To the Lord our God. First he is saying, Lord God. Then he said, Lord my God. Here he states, Lord our God. He is the Lord our God, yours and mine, First of all, in creation, for all of us, everyone, we've all been created by Him. And in that way, He is the Lord, our God. You are subject to Him, so am I. But then He can be the Lord, our God, in a different relationship if He adopts us into His family through Christ. Then He is the Lord, our God, as the head with Christ of the church. And that's, He was the Lord, our God, here particularly. Daniel was speaking as one of the Jews, and He was the Lord, our God, of that nation also in a very special way. Not for eternity. Many of them died. One of them, the Lord Jesus described, the rich man, lifted up his eyes in hell and said, Father Abraham. Many of them perished, though they were in a nation that God favored, and especially favored in giving His word, that great blessing. To them were given the oracles of God. They had the special revelation. They knew God's will. And that way, Daniel could say, the Lord, our God. He could say, the Lord who showed us mercy. And as he stated further, verse 15, brought up thy people out of the land of Egypt. But especially then he gave them his word, a written word. First of all, the first five books of Moses. Going way back to creation, going back, describing the life of Abraham, and then the time that Moses actually lived, writing of the Exodus out of Egypt, and giving them the laws and the book of Leviticus, giving the history and the book of Numbers, and then his farewell to Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. Those five books, God gave them at that time. And then along the way, he gave them later the book of Joshua, Judges, Samuel, and all the Psalms. And we have also this prophecy here of Daniel, written in Babylon, but for Israel and for us. And he said there, to the Lord our God who chose us as a nation, our God who gave us his word, our God who sent judgment on them for their good. Only the remnant, but for their good, to teach them, to chasten them, that they might in the end have the peaceable fruits of righteousness and not just die in ignorance and then go to an eternal hell. There would be those who God taught in the return, as he did Daniel. And Daniel in confession, again before God, telling us and speaking to God in verse 10, neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws. We just mentioned the laws that he gave. He gave them that Moses would write them down. Some of them particularly, he spoke them from Mount Sinai. They, Israel, heard God's voice in the thunder, the lightning. They were fearful. They said, let not God speak to us, lest we die. And they then said they would obey the voice of the Lord, but they didn't. They soon transgressed over and over and over again. Till finally God said to them after he took them out of Egypt, these 10 times have you sinned. And he punished a number of them, that they would die in the wilderness and not be able to go into Canaan. All of that did take place by the hand of God, by the plan of God, by the power of God. And Daniel was confessing that we didn't obey that one and only Lord our God. The second time describing God in that way. Verse 9, the Lord our God. Verse 10, the voice of the Lord our God. His laws, the 10 commandments given in Mount Sinai, first spoken audibly, then he wrote them on tables of stone for Moses to have and to keep, that they did keep them. And there's history with that as well that we could study if we had more time. And then, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. God has spoken, as we mentioned, by Jeremiah earlier. He had spoken by Isaiah, sometimes speaking directly and saying, I am the Lord thy God, using the pen of Isaiah. I am God, beside me there is none else. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth. God spoke that long before this time of Daniel. And then we have as well in 12, verse 12, not the name of God, but a reference to God. He hath confirmed his words. He, God, hath confirmed his words. God will confirm every word to be true, and you will know it. You will know it now in grace or later in judgment. If you don't believe it in this life, his word will be confirmed to you. God has already done that to many people, both on earth. He had confirmed them, the warning that he gave by Jeremiah. He said, judgment will come. He said, if you return, if you repent, you will not have to leave the land. They would return to God. God said they would leave, and they did leave. Some died there, and others were carried away. He had confirmed his words. Daniel says, which he spake against us and against our judges that judge us by bringing upon us a great evil, for under the whole heaven hath not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem. There is a general revelation from God's word for all of us. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. There was a special revelation to Judah. God said by Daniel that Nebuchadnezzar was going to come from Babylon and overthrow the land. A particular king, a particular nation was going to do this, nation from the north. And God confirmed it by causing it to take place. And even when it began to take place, they wouldn't believe it. They said, well, the captivity is going to be short. It's only going to be in part. They didn't believe that the whole country was going to go into desolation. But it did. God confirmed his words. Oh, has he confirmed them to you? That you know that he is God and God alone, and the kind of God that he declares in his word. Has he confirmed to you that you are the sinner that is lost, doomed, damned, unless he gives you Christ? Oh, may he confirm his word by repentance, that you will know it and submit to him through Christ even today.
Thanks for listening to Call to Worship. If you have questions or comments regarding today's program, you can write to Zion Chapel, 937 Royce Avenue, Holland, Michigan, 49423. Or their email address is worship@calltoworship.org. For more information on Call to Worship and its ministry, check out their website, www.calltoworship.org. Listen again next week at this time for Call to Worship.
Praise the Lord.